कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Cock and bull. Four guests, four mysteries. Lots of conversation, no sense. But we think so. The man who's going to be with us for the last week or so, Abbas, is in the house. Listen to him for once.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Yes, just back from Dubai. A triumphant trip, doing what exactly I don't know. But notice something which I want to share with people. Dubai, busy airport, Mumbai also for that matter, Delhi for that matter, Bangalore. All these places, we have to understand, Indians have to understand, there's an air etiquette that we have to follow. And by that, I mean not air ticket which you give in and enter the thing. That's just a poor man's joke, which should have been mine. But the actual fact that when you're walking in these busy areas and rushing to get a plane or whatever, people suddenly stop in the middle and point at things without giving any indicator. And so what happens is I banged into one guy. Turned out he was wearing a kurta. So obviously one of ours. Okay. Either India or Pakistan. The best two countries of the world. And I just banged into him because he just stopped abruptly. And we all, the lane is going to a certain walk. Especially when you go on those escalators. Is that the right word for them? Those walking escalator things. So out there, if the person is walking and you're following them, they can't stop abruptly because, you know, you can't brake. It's ridiculous. The other thing happened, one guy was standing in front of me and he suddenly, his left hand went to point to the, you know, the TV screen showing the timings and he smacked my head. And I was just thinking, it's a very busy place, but people should think about how they have to conduct themselves in these places because there's so many people. And it's always our type of people who don't seem to know. I don't know what else to do. It's called Cock and Bull. We'll be back after this break. What do you care? You're taking a longer break. And we're back here. Vineet has joined us. Vineet has his own podcast.
Yes.
Where he discusses branding, which is called
Storytellers and Story Sellers.
Yep. Yeah, sellers. And we've already, I don't know if we've spent time with you already or we will in the future. I'm not sure.
In the future.
I have this idea to spend time with you.
Right.
So I'm going to know you better then.
Bilkul.
Bilkul is the right word. In the meantime, Amit is back and Abbas is back.
Yes.
Abbas sadly is not going to be back for long. I'm not sure how long, but
I think one more episode after this.
Then he's going to join Subhash Ghai in a rehash of Yuvraj, the sequel, a film that I have watched every frame of, and then I was diagnosed for all kinds of
illnesses.
I remember
Cyrus once during our MTV days where you were talking about Indian films that will qualify for the Oscars, and you said Yaadein was turned down because it's a document.
Yeah, also my wife actually worked in a lot of films as a photographer. So I used to get the whole picture board, storyboard every night. You know, I couldn't, and the actual shooting process, and it was hilarious, some of it. But yes, respect, always respect for art. Vineet, you're on, you're bringing a new perspective, huh?
I am.
You're the professional here.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go, what's on?
So Jeff Bezos
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year ho gaya.
Ho gaya. How do I know which episode is when?
The end of January.
Safety ki baat hai. Safety ki baat hai. Happy New Year.
So the Cock and Bull episodes go out 2 days after they are recorded.
Right.
Interview episodes, there's a bit of a juggling here and there.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Abbas, make sure you write this down.
Yeah.
In 2 years.
Let's tell the guys to adjust their watches. Who's listening?
Daylight saving.
Jeff Bezos' phone apparently was hacked by Mohammed bin Salman in the most common way.
He borrowed it for a second.
No, he sent a message on WhatsApp which had a video play button. Apparently, Jeff Bezos clicked on it to play the video, which clicked the hacking software.
Like a phishing attack.
Yeah.
But you've sort of nailed the tiger, in a sense.
Yeah.
But, I think for creativity, I'm quite impressed. Just as an aside.
These are two of the most powerful people in the world. And the fact that even someone like Jeff Bezos can fall for a WhatsApp
One is
phishing.
A great entrepreneur, inventor sort of guy.
Yeah.
And the other one is powerful in the way you mean it.
Yeah.
So, I don't see so much likeness.
No, but if you
have you ever been to Turkey's Saudi embassy?
No.
Yeah.
I hear they have a nice chainsaw there.
They do. I hear it's very quick.
No, it's very very quick.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. Come on, come on.
The cleanup team after that is even better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you know that, but Mohammed bin Salman is actually the progressive one, apparently.
He's the one who's
pushing Saudi Arabia in a more liberal direction.
Yeah. Right.
But having said that, just like with everybody else, there's good and bad.
There is liberals a very easy word to use,
I suppose,
right?
In
Saudi Arabian context.
Let's make it more globalized. He's making them more globalized in a sense, and then doing his thing.
But in the Saudi context, what is
okay, but my point is, why Jeff Bezos? Why did he have to do that?
Because Washington Post.
Yeah,
no?
there's a backstory to this. So in a very short, this Washington Post was of course very critical and kept the Jamal Khashoggi.
They sort of exposed it, right? First,
well, Khashoggi used to write for them, so there was
all the critique was from there
for a week or so. The space where Khashoggi's column used to appear, they used to leave it blank and used to like remind people that this is what happened. Also, there was the illicit pictures of Jeff Bezos, which were leaked sometime in May.
Hey, hello, your crime. One man's crime is killing a man with a freaking saw, electric saw, and pieces, and putting the. Okay, that man's crime is little sex. I mean, brother, what the hell,
No, but those pictures were leaked, right? So Bezos tried to find out how they were leaked, and apparently some Saudi, not officials, but Saudi Arabian. People were involved in this leaking, so there's a bit of, the assumption is that he opened this thing because he apparently thought it's a blackmail video, like the video or the pictures were apparently of him in compromising positions.
Did he think it was an Amazon package? No, I don't think,
so. So yeah, two of the most powerful people fishing each other.
Yeah.
One getting fished by the other.
So here's the thing. When you're coming from a sort of fascist background of sorts, and you're the rich kid on the block and whatever, you're just not used to critique. You're not used to being pulled down. You're not used to being told. Indian male complex also, a lot of Indian males.
Yeah.
But you just can't take it on the chin ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they just can't take that. So obviously, instead of keeping a low profile about this, I mean, which is the only way to go after
doing
it, still trying to, you know, engineer sort of badla, revenge, stop you in your tracks. It's a bit sad. What can I say?
What I find amazing
is... Go to Flipkart, man.
It was from his phone the video went.
Right.
Yeah. Right? That's what I find amazing. So they reversed it. No. I mean, that means that the prince himself directly either sent the message or gave his phone to somebody who sent the message.
Yeah.
It was a planned operation, clearly.
They didn't bother to use a third party and fourth party in the mirror of intrigue, continue with all the labels. And I get what you're saying. Yeah. That would have made sense.
Yeah. This
so again, a bit of Bindas arrogance or stupidity.
But I think it's also, for sure, what Abbas said, that, MBS has sent me something. It must be important. Let me open it.
Right.
Whereas it's somebody else, and you're like, maybe I'll go.
Good point. Yeah. He's a detective. He cracked
it. You're 100%
Jeff Bezos
right.
will not turn to an Aam Aadmi guy. Kejriwal, no pun intended. So you have to be a somebody for him to reply.
So was the same software, the Pegasus software that was used in the Indian, anti-Nexals and all of that, right? Where, not the anti-Nexals, the pro-Nexals who are journalists and activists who got this, right? It's the same piece of software. It would have been a lot easier to get them to open that software as well if it was sent by somebody who was of certain prominence, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't do it, right? Because that's what exposes you to that kind of... you don't want to be exposed to that, right?
Sure.
And so what I find amazing is that this decision was made that we'll actually send this from our crown prince's phone.
Mm.
How... does that make any kind of sense?
If you take Vinik's point, which makes a lot of sense, that he will not react unless it's somebody sort of thing,
right?
They could have found another fall guy, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They would find a highfalutin fall guy for the matter to still proceed. Why not cover the tracks?
If you have the ability to send out
Dear Mohammed bin Salman, I'm writing a letter. Understand the mistakes that were made here. I speak as Bobby Fischer, chess champion and lunatic, that you have to understand the wheels the wheels.
I've got to assume that if you have the ability to use the Pegasus exploit to take over somebody's phone, you have the ability to spoof somebody else's phone as well.
For sure.
Right? So, I mean, like, it just, this is what strikes me as so insane, right? How is the Crown Prince's, how is his phone being used for this?
But his name was used for a murder, I'm just saying.
And once again, you don't know the comedy, Vinita. I don't know where to go then. You'll be the expert. Look at the job description.
All my political material, that's it.
What do we do? I mean, the funny part of the whole thing is that these two guys are sitting there, and, well, not these two guys, Mohammed bin Salman. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be running one of the richest countries in the world, in a sense, and all that, and yet this is what they do.
I guess that's the thing,
across the world. What are they doing?
It's MBS emphasizing you may be the richest person in the world, but you're still going to have to, keep in check when I'm around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful.
Because I have something on you.
Is
and
that
I'm
really
on you.
It again? Because again, it's
so just to spook him a bit.
No,
man.
But again,
it's like intimidation.
So from what I read about this, right, there was minimal contact between the two of them. Right, it's not like they were texting buddies or anything like that. Right, at one event or something
NBA
like that.
They exchange numbers.
Sounds so cute, guys. You forgot about trolling and things like that. Enemies can also be viciously communicative. The two reasons you communicate is friendship and enemieship.
100%.
But they're not exactly enemies, right?
Of course they're enemies.
They're totally enemies. They're totally enemies, right?
So the Washington Post was the herald that went
How much
after.
Editorial control does Jeff Bezos have?
How much editorial give a fuck does Jeff Bezos have?
It's too high profile a case. He can't be not involved.
No, dude.
They must have used pressure. When the Washington Post first started and the other media started, they must have all been pressurized to back off. I bet you.
Trump has been pressurizing Jeff Bezos for the longest time. But his whole thing has been off hands. I don't deal with this thing myself.
But Trump doesn't lead a murderous lunatic state.
What?
Not yet. Second joke, buddy. One more and you're out. Your own rule which will come in the future. Okay, you can't take the jokes. You got two jokes, don't do a third. Control this guy.
Sure.
Trump has been pressuring Jeff Bezos for the longest time to try and get him to kind of lay off, right, in that sense. Jeff Bezos' attitude has always been hands off. Do you think? And I seriously, the thing is that we in India.
Hands off as in hands off to him, or hands off as in I'm not involved?
We don't touch the Post. The Post is something that we've just done. We want to support journalism.
That's the way everybody talks. All entrepreneurs talk that way.
No.
You can never go to the entrepreneur and say, will you control this? He'll always say, I'm not really involved. I just bought it. I got angry. Who'll tell you, yes,
I
will?
I think that is one of the differences
Come
that
on,
you
bro,
really
that's just covered. That's just covering it up.
I think if you agree to that, then you're saying the Republic is not covered by. Not. Kind of directed by the guys behind it or something.
But
like
I think that's
hard to believe.
I think that's one of the differences between how we approach the media in India and how the media is looked at in the U.S., right? I think in the U.S.
The aforementioned channel that Vineet mentioned is taking the blueprint from an American channel, whose name I won't mention, Rocks.
Fox.
So it's the same thing.
It's not. See, that's just it, right? I'm just saying that everything does not necessarily play on the same playing field, right? Just because Fox News is controlled by Rupert Murdoch, just because Republic is controlled by Rajiv Chandrasekhar, right?
If Rupert Murdoch really wants to pull a story out, it'll be pulled out. Yeah. End of the day, if Jeff Bezos calls the editor of Washington Post and says, bro, let's go easy on this guy, of course he's going to back off. And it's happened in India 250 million times.
I think it's more prone to happen in India than in the U.S.
You're wrong, Abbas. You're wrong to think that they are holier than thou. It's all bullshit.
I'm not saying they're holier
than
thou.
Human beings, ultimately, you pressurize a human being and a human being buckles at some point. Where will he buckle? That I can't tell you. That depends on a personal situation.
I'm not saying that the Post is like this, there's never anything going on over there, but I'm also saying that it's less likely to be the case. Because again, the way that journalists look at their job in the U.S., especially editors and managing editors and people at that level, is very different from how a lot of people in equivalent positions look at their job in India. In India, you look at your job as you're essentially, you're playing in the power.
Look, let's not waste time with integrity. This word is a waste of time. I've never heard of it. It should be thrown out of the entire lexicon of all languages.
Sure, yeah.
Why are we going on about it?
Sure.
It's a question of how much can you take? All right? Life is like that. How far can you go with the ball in football? Mm. And then you have to pass it to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. So no matter how fucking integral and integrity the guy has got in his bum, at the end of the day, he's going to at some point.
And just to come back to that, I would have believed you before 2016 and Hillary and New York Times, but the way that they shilled for Hillary throughout, and Hillary's problematic, I mean, she's a woman, she's a great woman, and all of that, but problematic again, helps me not believe
it's
it
also
as
well. Relative to the time. She's a great woman because of who's against her, making her sound even more great because those are the options.
But also, I mean, there are a lot of people who have a lot of problems with the coverage that Hillary got from the Times
in the sense
that they did a lot of stuff which was...
Okay, let's take it contemporary. Jeff Bezos wants to protect Bernie Sanders looking like if he's the incumbent and all that, and there's some terrible scandal and all that. Washington Post won't air the story, I'm pretty sure. If he says, I want to go very Democrat...
There has never been any kind of indication of that. There's never been an indication of that.
I'm pretty sure. Now they're in a very powerful position.
Right.
It's a different world also.
No, for example, when Jeff Bezos came to India, and India had that whole stupid Piyush Goyal thing that went around. The editorial board of the Washington Post issued clarification saying Jeff Bezos does not control the editorial board, etc. And while that's a great party line to have,
but I'm sure he told them, put that line in.
Quite possible. Quite possible.
Kriya Jandiji, please put in this.
No, right.
Jeff Bezos doesn't control.
My problem is millionaires owning large media corporations.
Exactly.
Big problem.
And one once they...
Sure, on the other side is the murderer.
And how can they not be, aligned? Vineet, how can they not be aligned?
No, what are your options? I mean, like, you know, who is going to support media in that sense, right? Yeah. There are no options because who else? Today, given the state of advertising, in text particularly, if you are going to run a large media organization, you have to be supported. There's no way you're making money.
True, absolutely. I don't know how to solve for it. Yeah. I don't.
Capitalism teaches us one thing. You have to take sides. This is no matter what true. Mr. Ambani has said, senior, you have to take sides in the end. You just will. Yeah. You'll have to cover your tracks. You'd have taken a favor of somebody. It's going to happen.
So Jeff Bezos has clearly taken a side, right? He's clearly taken a side that Washington Post is the editorial way that I want to put my money in, right? He picked the Washington Post. He didn't pick the Wall Street Journal. He didn't pick like any of the other.
Powerful and iconic a figure to not be aligned to the same label. So branding is your thing. Correct. You tell me the brand suits him. Absolutely. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there because it's like a watchdog for him.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Bezos is the anti Peter Thiel, right? Yeah. Peter Thiel is the right wing, exactly. There you rich right wing guy turning down.
So we can call him liberal in that sense.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Jeff Bezos is that, and he's
now a word on Mohammed bin Salman.
Very liberal.
MBS. Yeah. MBS. Yeah.
Liberal most.
Whatever you do, if you're going to critique him, make sure you're not in Riyadh. That's all. Or Istanbul. Yeah.
You were closer to that area last week.
They are very different. Very different. Gulf and Saudi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, next topic.
Yeah, next.
The four of us, we can break anything. Get into a.
So the list of Padma Shri awardees was announced on.
Did I make it?
Republic Day. Unfortunately, no.
My name is there twice. Check it.
Someone else did. Adnan Sami did, which created a great bit of musician. A controversy because apparently
because of his passport and all
that's
the
what apparently he's. I mean, this is what has been accused. His father was one of the army generals who fought against India.
Fair enough.
So perception being that this government, which plays up the nationalism.
My grandfather fought against China, so that means I can't eat Chinese food. Where are we going to draw the line?
But China hasn't given you their version of the Padma Shri.
Yeah, don't stop feeding that crap, man. Come on. Adnan Sami, I'm the only one who knows him here, I think.
Yeah,
I presume.
Yeah, I think. And no one knows him as in hangout.
Personally, no. I've drunk with him when he was drinking, which is a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. He can eat like a gorilla. He's unbelievable. We sat in Hyderabad once. He finished two tandoori chickens full with me, one biryani, and we drank throughout. I was finished. Right. I was on the floor. He was still going. He was 400 pounds then. He is the nicest human being you can ever meet. He's a fabulous talent. He's got the fastest fingers. It's a Guinness Book record on piano. He's absolutely superbly a sophisticated man, a man of letters, a man of learning. And it's a little sad that we keep bringing these people down who contribute a lot to making our world better. I mean, he's a great musician. He's a nice human being. He's a nice guy. He's had a few problems with wives, but who hasn't? Other than that, honestly. And he's got a Canadian passport. He's lived in England. He's of Pakistan descent, of Afghan descent on top of that. But the world is globalized. I don't know where to start. Everybody has something. My Persian ancestors came and attacked people across the Indus. They should send all of us back. Well, what is this nonsense?
Does this but reek?
I want the Padma Shri to be given to him.
Reek of the fact that he has always been pro the current government. So this is like a little gift.
To survive, he's had to say a few certain things as a bystander. I suppose I would say that.
There was also a case.
What
where,
has that got to do with his as an artist?
Sure, I'm not disputing
his
that.
His politics aside,
He's allowed to have an opinion, right? Why does his opinion have to?
So there was a
case. He had to rush his citizenship, etc. There
dug up this case where he,
coming back to Jeff Bezos, the same thing, you know. You can't live without this quid pro quo and all that. Just can't.
No, when he moved to India, moved to Bombay, Adnan Sami, not Jeff Bezos.
He won't come.
Apparently bought 8 flats, but he was still a Pakistani citizen, so you're not allowed to
buy
property.
He's not a Pakistani citizen. He was always a Canadian citizen. He was always a Canadian citizen by passport. He's of Pakistani descent, so it's written in your passport. For India and Pakistan especially, they have to always tell you your race so you feel bad about yourself. But he was a Canadian.
So there was a case against him for buying this property.
All the people who wanted
once
to go
he
against
got the citizenship, those
he
cases
became a
were
symbol for certain
dismissed.
Right-wing parties. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then he went towards right-wing parties to get them to get off his thing or perhaps sang at 2 Sangeets. Yeah. In India, so 2 Sangeets should solve it, right? Maybe 3. Yeah. And whatever. But end of the day, as an artist, fabulous singer, fabulous pianist, and given us, I mean, have you heard Lift Karade?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I don't like it. That's the only song he didn't like. It's a test question.
I'm not disputing his artistic.
No, he's
qualities.
A nice guy. Trust me. Will you trust me on this? He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I will.
He's also an actor in Pakistan for some time. Slimmer. His brother was a squash champion. And you can talk to Adnan Sami, which I think is the greatest gift of all day. You can talk about any topic. He's like Vineet. He's fun. You can just hang with him.
Wow.
If Adnan and Vineet were women, I wouldn't have to move out of here.
Where's my Padma Shri?
I told you to. I organized it. Remember, Padma Shri, you don't get Padma. Now, brother. Stop
Shri
thinking
Shri
like
Padma
that.
Shri.
Yes, yes. More Shri. Less Padma. We take a break, then we come back. Okay, back here discussing right-wing ideology. Yes. We've decided to join a right-wing party, form our own, the Vineet Sena. Like
I guess I'm from Nagpur. It goes with my
brand. There you go. Yeah. My God. My God. Again, karmic. Wow, we're subconsciously
over-intelligent. It's happening.
Yeah, there we go. Abba, save us.
Yeah, the saddest news that happened this week was the basketball legend player Kobe Bryant died along with 9 other people in a helicopter crash. One of them being his daughter.
Yeah.
So a lot of condolences pouring in from everywhere.
And not only that, but just we were discussing offline how helicopters seem to be a little dangerous. So many famous people who died, etc. I'm thinking, there's got to be people have to think this through.
Yeah, but helicopters are dangerous. Yeah. I mean, they are dangerous, right? I mean, like compared to a plane, a helicopter is dangerous. Yeah. And
That money, wealth, fame, the kind of people who are like bending over backwards for you, and yet, you know, just.
Man, the interesting thing is the helicopter model that he was in, I forget the name, but it's been cited for several crashes in the past few years. And companies have tried to suppress that information from reaching out, etc., etc. So it's not just.
So we have to see. At the time of recording, we don't know exactly what happened except the hill.
Yeah.
So is it an internal issue, or was it a pilot error, or was it more than that?
It's an old helicopter for sure. Right? Yeah. The helicopter was 1991.
Your ageism now?
No, it's 1991 helicopter.
Nothing funny in this one.
So almost 30
years
old.
Almost 30 years old, yeah.
So is that, are you retired?
No, I'm just saying that. I mean, like,
because Parsi motorbikes go on for 60, 70 years. Tiger Triumph in the 50s. I can show you somebody in Kushrubagh, which it's better than a Kawasaki Bajaj.
But would you fly in?
You tend to. Mumbai roads. Guys, okay, let's not make light of this. This is terrible tragedy. Let's move on from here.
Yeah.
We will come back on this story. I want to discuss the clinical side of it, which is whether, I mean, Indigo has that problem right now. They were grounded for 2 or 3 engines, which apparently are not up to mark. Like I said, it's a question of maths, right? They have a certain reading, and if you cross that reading, you fly or you don't fly. Isn't that it?
Well, it should be that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anything
about that. It should be pretty clinical, you know, in the way it's done.
It should be exactly that.
It's how my wife allows me to enter the bedroom. Okay. Take off your clothes. Okay, leave. It's always the same. Make the reading.
But some really awesome tributes to Kobe Bryant, right? I mean, like, so for example...
Grammys.
So Grammys, Alicia Keys started off with, like, you know, this is the guy who built this house. They had the Grammy of the Staples.
Yeah.
There was a Raptors-Spurs game. And so Kobe Bryant wore number 24.
Yeah.
And so what they did is both teams let the 24-second shot clock expire the first one.
Yeah.
First possession of the game is like kind of a tribute to Kobe Bryant.
How lovely.
Which I thought was kind of cool, right? Yeah. That was a good way to kind of do this.
Sportsmen and musicians, you mentioned Adnan Sami, are my favorite people.
Yeah.
So I hate to be evil, but I always think, why can't a politician be exchanged? Immediately I'm thinking, who? You know, when a sportsman goes like this, a terrible tragic thing, or an artist, then I just get, you know, it's evil to say that. But I do think there are people we could send as candidates and bring back the good ones.
It's also one other thing I thought that was really interesting was I always knew that Kobe was a really important NBA player. But a lot of the stuff that I'm reading right now is how important he was to the city of Los Angeles.
Right.
Which I think is kind of different, right? I mean, like, we don't really see that, and you're never going to see that again in the NBA for sure.
Could he speak Japanese? Henson, born in Kobe and all that?
No, he was born in Italy, not born in Kobe.
No? But then why the name Kobe was given?
Because his father was a fan of Kobe beef.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he was born in Italy.
My God, that's why my neighbor's son is called Vada. I thought it was just fact. sorry. Again, not funny. Context, yeah.
There were things about him which I think you're never going to see again, right? So he was a player who went directly from high school into NBA pros, which stopped a couple of years after he did that. He played only in one city.
Right.
He was an all-time great.
He didn't switch the city?
He never changed city. He never changed teams.
Always Laker.
So
he's Laker from start to finish?
Start to finish.
That's very rare, isn't it? Yeah.
So he was, so there was a...
Shaq and him?
Shaq and him were together for a while.
They were together for about 4 or 5 years. But Shaq
was
played
the greatest combo ever or something? I don't know enough about that.
I mean, you've got rival combos.
But it would be like Lily
so they won
Thompson.
They won threesomes. they did a threepeat, right? So I mean, like, they won three times in a row.
Correct.
Yeah. And so I mean, like, Michael
and that's
Jordan
his rule.
Twice.
Vinny's rule is after three, you can't do it again.
but I was talking about this Los Angeles thing, right? And I was thinking about that because. generally in the NBA now, players move around a lot more, and all other sports, right? Even if you
all club franchises, I guess it's
people
the money.
Are moving around all over the place. So this kind of guy who played for essentially 19, 20 years on one team was an all-time great. Are we really going to see that, right? I mean, like,
it's difficult one to call, but I know what you're saying. There's certain value that gets eroded as we age because it's a more monetary age, and you got to get it on with it or whatever.
You want players, like, I mean, like, you know, as a
buying and selling is part of the fun.
It's part of the fun, and it's part of, like, players should have the ability to move to teams. Players should not be stuck into playing for a single team for
like
the rest
Jeff
of their
Bezos
lives.
Can sell the Washington Post if he doesn't like what they write. You know, like,
very interesting because it really puts the concept of team loyalty up front and center. Very, very few people anymore.
It's a tight one, because it's built on not really loyalty, because every year you'll have an auction and you'll send them up and
ride. Of course.
Yeah, it is difficult, right? Because you're right. The teams are not loyal.
He being the superstar and remain the superstar from start to finish.
He had the ability to do that, right? I mean, he made a lot of money in his last year too, right? To the point where it was the detriment of the team.
The money was deserved.
Money was fully deserved, but
on court especially,
on talent as well as beyond court.
So here's the thing, right? If you are trying to design an NBA team, you would never design an NBA team where your highest paid player by design is somebody who's close to 37, 38 years old.
Yeah.
You would never do that, right? But that's what they did, because what it did was it allowed them to give Kobe his farewell and all of that. At the same time, it allowed them to suck and get good draft picks. Right, so they kind of deliberately did that in that sense, but
they needed his brand value. No, let's talk to the brand guru here. Yep. The brand value, after some time, he becomes the city almost, right? He's the guy.
I mean, Black Mamba, Kobe, Vino, whatever you call him. I think the only thing that went back onto his brand, I'm going to talk about it because
the girl thing.
It was you have to, right?
Yeah,
I mean, my favorite footballer, I mean, I'm a Ronaldo guy over Messi, while Messi is awesome.
But again, those are allegations. Ronaldo also.
Right?
No,
with Kobe's case, it's not an allegation.
Kobe paid off. But that doesn't mean that is 100% true.
He apologized. He said, I thought it was consensual. She clearly did not think that, and I apologize.
Yeah, he apologized. The apology had a confession. They had a ruling which said they can't use that in court anymore. Right? So that's the sort of...
It used to be a comedy show. I need one of those cheap lawyers to help me. Which stand should I take?
An expensive one, Zayas.
We're not a cheap lawyer. I come from militant women. I'm the last guy who should take any stand for Kobe if this is the issue. I just thought that if it's not clear. See, again, let's leave that story. I think we should leave that story for now. We'll come back and discuss it later.
Because we started with the Washington Post. The Washington Post has actually fired a journalist called Felicia Sanmez.
Suspended.
But come on. Bro, suspended is as bad. What does that mean? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, suspend. No. Like, everybody's she after us. Here's $100,000. Just go away for 3 months.
The reason she was suspended was because she was asked to do something and she didn't do it. She wasn't suspended for the tweet per se.
Okay. The tweet was she linked to an article from 2003 which talked about his harassment case, which was seen in bad taste.
Harassment case with whom?
Kobe.
This case. So she linked to that back after he died, and she got a lot of hate from that.
She had like some 10,000 hate and abuse calls.
Yeah. But her managing editor asked her to take it off, and she didn't take it off for a few hours after that. And that's what she got suspended for. She didn't get suspended for the tweet itself.
Boy. Life is all about timing. I played the fifth on this one because I don't see a way out where you look good. You take Kobe's side or the lady's side either way. But anyway, coming back to the sportsman and the icon, and you know, God forbid it happened in India in our context, our cricketers, stars and all that, I think we'd also be shut down for a while. It would be very sad.
So they
are really few heroes that we really like.
They suspended the game. Now there's a Clippers LA game which is supposed to happen tonight. That game is being pushed. Yeah. It's not happening today.
I mean, I saw footage of...
Was he close to the present team?
Yeah, he was.
Would you say he would be in the room and all that before the game?
I mean, like, maybe not in the room like that, but he was close to. Kobe.
It was the brand. They would.
Even after retirement, he's been around.
He won an Academy Award.
For a short film.
He wrote, directed, narrated a short film called Dear Basketball. This is just really moving his own story about how he feels about basketball, and he won an Academy Award for it. So he was active around basketball. It was always his life.
He created a show as well, right, called Details or something like that. Which was a very different kind of show, right? Normally you have basketball players or ex-athletes. They're doing shows that are like not...
like ballers.
They're not very intense, right? They're like kind of fun. Whereas what he did was he was kind of like he'd go into a play and like get you down into this left step means this. And if you take a right step...
Analytical mind in-depth mind, yeah. had different sort of interests, yeah. and obviously was not just a one-dimensional sportsman in that sense. And an iconic, let's look at it, Academy Award winner, three times NBA winner or more.
Five-time NBA winner.
Most valuable player probably a few times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Four-time MVP, I think.
More endorsements than the world can imagine. Yeah. All that put together, that's him. Yeah. Me, I once came second in the potato race. And my mother was so proud, really. Not realizing the irony of me and potato. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay, yes. cool. We'll do two stories quickly. The coronavirus in China is spreading like wildfire.
I just come from an international terminal, so I can tell you people are wearing masks. But the racism, anybody with oriental features and all, people are looking around and making comments and all, mostly as Desis. We're really the most disgusting people in the world. I've come to the conclusion. Mm-hmm. The, when it comes to racism, we've written the book. By the way, they can't match us. They cannot match us.
Deeply.
And but also the second thing about this, which I saw, if you guys are visiting a terminal, that sounds terrible, an airport in the near future, there is a fear, and too many people are, I would think, overreact. You know, with wearing this mask and walking around. What do you think?
Always happens. With SARS also, it happened, right? We freaked the fuck out over SARS, right? I mean, like everybody was just like
prevention is better.
But you should look like Bane and walk around when there's no Avengers after you. You know, I mean,
Bane is not an Avenger.
No, but Bane was the bad guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So the Avengers were after him, right?
Okay. Hence, yes. Crossover happened here.
Okay. So seven days more of us, then I don't have to call the Bezos anymore. Note to self, call Jeff Bezos. Fire him.
But here's what I think is very interesting about all of these scares. Right? I mean, coronavirus short, just don't drink that beer, right? But
everybody's gone on that poor beer. Beer market must have just crashed or not.
Yeah.
I think of it as publicity. And I haven't had a Corona in a while, and now I feel like having one.
Yeah, with the lime wedge in it. Right?
And then you start coughing.
but here's what I really think is going to happen. It's a slight bit of a tangent, but your masks are going to become the next wearable. It's not just going to be those surgical white ones anymore. People are going to get designer with it.
You've got Priyanka Chopra looking like you. I mean, come on.
Right, come on. I mean, and then you're going to have like wearable stuff in it. So you'll have a mic and something that goes into your ear, and that's going to be your next wearable.
Hey, man.
That's the big
opportunity. Can I have that idea? Can I be this mine?
Please.
I mean, let's patent this idea. This makes a lot of sense. Because the mask is going to be everything. So your phone, everything's attached there in a way.
Yeah.
Your hands free.
Yeah.
You're done.
But then does that mean we're giving up on pollution?
No, it's just.
We're not giving up on pollution.
Every time.
I don't think there's a way back anymore.
Every time you end up banging and say, I want my money, there'll be confusion. What do you think?
No, not their money, my money.
I googled the symptoms for this. There's no unique symptoms. Runny nose, headache,
it's
cough,
all similar.
Sore throat, fever.
So it's all,
and the last one is the best. A general sense of being unwell. I'm like, I feel like that all the time.
So that's the thing. It's all. I also was sitting there in Dubai doing nothing all evening. I was listening to the CNN thing, and it's all the symptoms are other symptoms. So
exactly.
You know, there's no way you'll know. It's just a fear factor. Mm. But do you think it's come to India by now? Obviously. No,
well, one person is quarantined.
They have 10 or people.
No, that is just opposition members. They're just using it. Yeah. You! Against the government. Go inside. Wear a mask.
Internet will allow you.
So, yeah, there is
first
a risk.
We take the Wi-Fi, then your breath.
No, one of our show hosts, right, Hamsini Hariharan, she's actually studying in China.
Oh, God.
So, I've been seeing her Insta stories, and they're going about their days as it is, but
she
with a mask.
Wuchan, which area?
Wuhan. I am not very sure about that.
I think she's in
Shanghai.
Beijing. She's in Beijing.
Beijing is okay as of now, right? Not as bad. The 16 cities that I mentioned.
Okay.
If I could pronounce them, I'd say all 16. But all I can remember is that one of them is very close to Kung Pao, the chicken. This is not racist. This is not racist. This is because it sounds a little bit like that.
Is that
Kung
really
Pao is not really a dish. The name, there was with K.
Okay.
I couldn't listen. It's tough. I'm listening to things on TV.
Yeah, you don't know what they're saying.
I'm trying to figure it out. It's all hitting you, and I, like you just mentioned, if all the symptoms are same, I mean, how the hell will any doctor in the world guess this? But you've got a cold, you've got a cough, you've got an extra testicle, so anything.
I think that's a different disease.
Yeah, is it?
That was different. I'm sure.
There is a test, right? There's an antibody test for this, so you can find out if you have it from
that's
that.
That's later.
Right?
Yeah. Initially, how do you tell?
Well, if you're in the area, everyone
go and check up.
So
Amit, everybody with a cold goes and checks up. Every single person. That's 86% of India.
So theoretically, that's what you're supposed to do when you have a cold. In our country, we're just like, chal raha sardi hai. I'll be okay.
Poverty bhi ek cheez hai, bhai. You can't waste your time with doctors for just cold.
Money poor, time poor, nahi sakte.
If you say, if you go to a doctor, waste his time with cold, he'll say, fuck off. Not for cold. Sorry. Just that you want.
No,
you're leaving. You can't take it anymore.
There is no place called Kung Powers. Busy searching.
Oh,
that.
You.
Okay, we'll go minutes. To the last topic. I picked this up because you love Nakabandi so much.
I hate Nakabandi.
Bengaluru cop who has caught 680 drunk drivers won the President's Medal. This person's name is, he's 50 years old, Venkatesh. K. Venkatesh. Has apparently collected over 1.3 lakh in fines from visitors in 2019 alone.
And then he hit the bars. I don't know. The irony there.
So he told the Indian Express, several people indulge in the offense hardly realizing that they are drunk and driving.
The Nakabandi is on Saturday night when you're drinking is one thing. I'm talking about 6 in the morning at Marine Drive.
But
on
if
a
you
Monday,
have to meet
Tuesday,
targets
Wednesday,
like
when only people
lakh.
Are going to the gym or dropping their kids or going to play cricket and football or in earnest are going.
What about the people who drank from last night?
That stopped. Now by 6 o'clock they're home. They're yoga, yeah. Government insists on yoga. You have to be on time. Yeah. Well, good. I suppose drinking and driving, not a good. I got away with it all my life, to be honest. When I don't know how old you are, Amit, did you? You didn't.
Got away from it for a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, we didn't even think about it. It wasn't a thought
it
in our head about drinking and driving,
per se. I mean, like,
it was the end.
Hey, listen, dude, you're a little too drunk. Why don't you just drive home and go? Why don't you just go home and relax? You know, that was the.
Nobody took the wheel. Nobody said, okay, I'll drive you.
No, it was always this. Like, hey, dude, I think you've had a little too much to drink.
Yes.
Why don't you go home? You know, just
they love you that much.
Go.
They love you that much to put you in the car so you died. But they didn't actually drop you home.
I had the dumbest drunken driving story ever. We were drinking near Shivaji Park. I used to live next to Hinduja at that time, so that's
that's ironic.
It's like very close to each other. We got home drunk, and I was parking my car. It's the slowest parking ever, and I just touched the car behind me. Ooh. And if people know Hinduja, there's a Nakabandi always right outside.
Right,
there's like 20 cops there, and it just touched. Right, it's literally touch, and there's like 8 cops walking towards me. 6,500 rupees all day next day at the Bandra Court, sitting outside, wondering if this is the day I get a. Get a jail card for myself.
Interesting. 6,500 rupees means that this was relatively recent.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay, all right.
But that was the point.
Have you stopped drinking and driving?
I have stopped drinking entirely.
Oh, good. Yeah. Driving also?
No,
driving. Also, two evils. Driving is worse.
I know. Yeah. Driving is worse. But no.
Let's go to the AMAs.
Let's.
Yep.
Okay. If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
AMA time brought to you by Vico Vajradanti. I don't know, I'm just taking a shot.
Yeah. Hey, Vico, give us money.
They're also from Nakabandi.
Very big brand. Vico is a very big brand, remember that?
Yeah.
They don't need
to
advertise, they're so iconic.
Vico,
growing up, was everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Exactly.
Now they don't need to.
They have some other stuff too, right? Vico Chyawanprash also.
Yeah, a bunch of things.
Doesn't that happen? When you become a really big brand, you're just part of the culture. You don't need to do much. Sort of there.
Yeah, in a way, but still when you have a new product, you have new communication,
a new wing.
Kuch naya kuch kar rahe ho, toh batana padta.
Oh, I see. He wants to make sure he's relevant. Hey, leg out that straight away. Uska naya branch kholega, toh main aayega fir.
I just remember the ad where...
See what I mean about your voice being sonorous, sweet and gentle. I'm Garfunkel, the high-pitched
like
Simon.
An Indian tourist guide who is... Who is leading a bunch of white people. And this guy can... bite an akhrot with his teeth, so the white people are very surprised. How can you do that?
Did you say white people?
Yeah. Caucasians.
Abbas? You're worse than the. I mean, we're all bigots, is it? I mean
yeah,
just scratch
people,
us.
There's a show called Dear White People.
Yes, but so, that's tongue in cheek. You're actually singing, but you don't know what else to say. It's like, okay.
It is all white
gora,
people.
Gora. It's like Firangi. Firangi is not a nice term.
Firangi is a dubious term,
yeah.
But not white people.
Yeah, bro. Let me tell you all the terms that you can't use. Paki. Pakistanis don't like being called Paki.
Say all of those.
Indians don't like being called Indians.
Adnan Sami. Oh, we have a really
Adnan Sami. Just call him by his name. I'll get back to you with the passport.
Yeah. This one comes from Mahesh Singh. Mahesh says, "Hi, Cyrus and team. I've been listening to your podcast for a month now. Must say, amazing work by you and your team. My question to Cyrus is, where do you see India in 2050? Would love to know your view following...
I can't get parking on Wednesday of this week. Look at 2050.
What do you think India will look like in 2050 as far as politics,
huge
politics, movies, sports, and Cyrus's?
That's Vineet, you take this, man. How can you project 50? I really.
Sir, I can't tell you three years.
We'll make a lot more money. You know, that's where it's going, but no idea, honestly.
Correct.
My worry, my only big worry is that the electronification of India is so fast and so quick that I won't know what to do. I won't be able to open anything. You know, my own door. I'll be like, what's the password? You know, just imagine these kind of things. You know, we live in a time where you'll just have to, everything will be push, push button.
Sir, it won't even be that much push button, right? Because
so what head will do it?
AI.
The mask.
Yeah.
AI and ML, man.
The
AI,
mask.
ML, IoT, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and Internet of Things.
What is poor India?
It'll come across. I think this will percolate down because. So I was listening to a podcast yesterday from Planet Money about billboards.
Okay. Not an IVM podcast.
No, it was actually
you betrayed us.
Blasphemy.
Well,
blasphemy,
I know, blasphemy. Man.
I kill
listen
him.
To as many IVM as I can, but sometimes I need to listen to other things also, right? So, but there is a podcast about billboards, and they were talking about how billboards are now, especially the dynamic ones, how they're capturing data.
Hmm.
And they're capturing data by first phone stuff, like basically phones that are around them.
Yeah.
But not just that, they're also buying browsing history of people. They're buying a lot of other stuff to kind of really get billboards extremely personalized, to the point where if you're in a mall and you have been searching for shoes and you go to the third floor of the mall and there is a Macy's over there and there is a Lord's shoes, whatever.
Like
right?
Louder. So that's the one. I'll explain it to him.
Whoever will pay higher to the mall, that is the billboard which will come up. Go to Macy's and get $25 off or go here, right? And that's where we're at today.
Programmatic billboard.
Programmatic on outdoor, right? So that's where we're at today.
Competitive programmatic or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. But what about other things like children allowed to vote or, you know, things will change. Because everything, I just think democracy, the way we look at it, will change.
I think the most suitable question would be, what should change as opposed to what
that
will change? What do you think?
I think people should not wear clothes. We waste too much money with clothes and then we're very complex. People should be happy the way they are and they walk around.
And then you have to buy it twice a year. Fashion is changing. All of that is also happening. Yeah. Completely do away with that.
See, you can cover yourself with one hand, in my case too. But, you know, whatever. The point is,
What about movies? No, because he gave us a bunch of categories. Movies, sports, and Cyrus Says. What do you think will happen to
Cyrus Says
by 2050?
We'll still have people because there'll be famous people, interesting people.
And we'll still be struggling for sponsors.
That's okay. It's a romantic thing. You go on.
I will help you.
You're like Mozart.
Thank you.
Mozart leaves his greatness after he dies. He dies in a pauper's grave.
That is true.
Some of the greatest operas the world has ever listened
to. That is true.
Shakespeare died almost penniless.
Yes, he did.
37 of the greatest plays. On the other hand, Chetan Bhagat will live well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy.
Oh, yes,
he switched on. Please, Chetan, come back here.
You
might
be the president of India by then, by 2050.
You'll be the president of India?
Chetan Bhagat.
Yeah, that's a not... that's not completely off the wall.
Okay.
There's a silence though. Nobody wants to go further with this one. There's always pros and cons.
It's possible, but we won't discuss that.
So what you're saying is that he will be referring to one night at the call center for the public
speech.
No? And now, sorry, let's leave it there.
Okay, right. The next one comes from someone who wishes to be anonymous.
Okay.
Cyrus, if you were a citizen of Delhi, who would you vote for in the upcoming assembly elections? Keeping in mind, ARC has not implemented the vehicle parking bill.
They haven't done that. But the people I spoke to, I was in Delhi last month, and a lot of love for Kejriwal on ground, as far as I got, in terms of pachalas for the poorer sections, in terms of what he's tried to implement in terms of the fog and the pollution crap he's tried to do for the woman, for free electricity, for the lower sections as well, for water. So when you look at all these basics, ultimately India is still a country of basics, and everybody seems to like him. So the way it looks like, the BJP, as long as they use NAMO's star power, always have a chance in central elections, but state elections, it looks like they're going to have to really work hard. And what I was told from, and different people, I'm talking about drivers, people in the hotel, people at the where we did the convention, so young students and that kind of thing, all of them were pro Kejriwal, not pro the party, but him.
Right.
Like, he's been trying things. So what we got was that he will
you will vote for AAP. You would vote for AAP.
So if I was a Delhi guy, I would vote for, I want everything free. Give me free, I'm okay. If you take away my electricity bill, you make sure I get water, you give my kids education, you help with my the female folk in my family, you paid a lot of my bills. Excuse me, uncle, aur kya hai, tu kya dega, aap log kuch deta hai, don't tell me we will kill Pakistan. I'm not pissing all that. I want what will pay my bills.
That's the interesting thing, that we didn't get into the Adnan Sami and the other guy thing, right? The uncle beta thing. I thought that was
uncle and kid.
That was a really that guy kept calling Adnan Sami uncle, and uncle kept Adnan Sami kept calling him beta.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was a really weird.
Why did Adnan say beta?
Because he called him uncle.
But he should have not responded. He should have said, but I'm not your uncle.
That's what I would have thought.
I'm your auntie from your mother's side.
Yeah. No, I felt it was a little odd as well. Because again, I'm guessing Adnan Sami is our age group, more or less.
He's exactly our age group.
Yeah.
But
so
our age group means yours and mine. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yours and mine. Much younger.
Yeah, yeah, yours and mine only.
Vinit looks a lot younger.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I don't want no politician calling me uncle. That seems like a really bizarre thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was this. And also, it had that flavor of, what's that, boomer thing?
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Yeah, it had that flavor of that as well, right? Which I was like, yeah, this is interesting.
So you're saying it was set up?
Well, no, it was just such a
weird... It was
weird...
a Punjabi play, we didn't understand it. There's some hidden matlab which
no,
we didn't pick up.
It was such
up.
A weird kind of interaction in that sense, right? One is calling him uncle, other is calling him beta.
They should have had a sing-off.
They are also constantly talking about, like, you know, in Indian culture, we're all about respecting our elders. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? It was just so bizarre to play.
It's a totally Indian thing to do, just call any random person uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle, I hate you, but I respect you.
Because
you're
uncle.
Mine.
Okay, the next one I think all of us can answer. Your favorite name, Cyrus, is it? And again, Fakhruddin. Fakhruddin H. Oh. Hi, guys.
It's Fakhar.
From the epiglottis.
Question is, what's the weirdest food you have ever tried? And what's the weirdest food that you guys have heard of but will never bring yourself to try?
Aray, in Kenya, this Kunal, my friend, the fat fellow who looks like half of Africa in just his shape, took us to that famous carnivore restaurant and they served alligator.
Alligator's not bad, I've had it.
Bro, I can't do all this. Firstly, I want to give up meat completely. That's the other thing. It's always in my head. And then, I was like...
Alligator's not that bad, yeah. It tastes like chicken.
Then once I had curd rice somewhere outside Chennai, which was really, it was 16 days old.
Okay.
So I've had some bad moments. I've really had some bad moments.
So that's not good. Yeah. Having curd rice which is stale is...
No, but it was a remote place and whatever food was brought from somewhere. So it was just the way it was. There's no way out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've
and this
had
kind
some,
of food you have to have fresh.
Yeah. I've had some fermented rice once, which was nasty.
That's wine.
Like, really? No, it was nasty. Sorry. It was just like not good.
But Japanese wine isn't it fermented rice.
Yeah, it is. Sake is made of fermented
sake
rice.
I don't sake you, sake you.
But I'm all about brinjals, man. I can't stand brinjals.
You what brinjals?
Really? Brinjals.
Brinjal. Oh.
Yeah.
But in what form? If you cook it and all, how will you? You won't even get a taste.
Even I'm not a big fan of
it. No bharta, no eggplant parmesan, no way whatsoever.
No, I mean, my wife makes a great lasagna and I try to have that, but...
You're going to say this on, eh? Boss, beta. Tere corona ka kya hoga? I don't know.
I love all of it except for the part where there's brinjals in it. So yeah, that's it. Nama, I love you.
You return it? Sweetie. May I say this? Here's my brinjal.
Don't give up.
Sorry, Abbas.
I can't stand the kaleji. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I have the same thing.
What do you call kaleji in English?
Organ meat.
Liver.
I also don't like liver.
No kaleji, no
liver. Kidney, I don't like. But I like the rest of the specs.
Yeah.
Do you like brain?
I shouldn't say that. I'm going vegan. I have to stop eating meat. I'm not endorsing meat anymore because I can't live with myself. It has to end soon.
Right.
No more meat. Offline, please.
All right. This one's a bit of a fan mail, not a question. This comes from Edmund Michael. Hey, folks, I started listening to podcasts in general about 6 to 8 months ago. I have family in New Bombay, but I've been working out of Pune since 2004. So every Friday night and Monday afternoon, my constant companion is Cyrus Says. Cyrus reminds me of the 1990s.
Oh my God. Baikla, it was fan mail.
Baikla, Clare Road, Love Lane, BIT Blocks, and Sankiti Street were all super awesome places then. And every time there is a mention of South Bombay or any of these places, I get Alice in Wonderland feels. He's born and raised.
Let's go down the rabbit hole with us.
He was born and raised in Baikla. He says
he's like you.
Yeah,
and me too.
I wasn't a big fan of Bakra as I thought it to be slapstick, but the Cyrus Brocha of the podcast is super fucking awesome. You must.
We had a sponsor for Bakra. Never had a problem. I can tell you that.
You must include a segment on music where listeners like me can crib about the overt Punjabi influence, both Pune and Bombay.
Definitely.
There was a time where each genre had its space. Today, they just don't exist.
So wedding culture and Bollywood, they're the two problem areas.
Wedding culture, I would agree.
And they just, Punjabi defied it completely.
Yes, it did.
Beyond
it's also the same, like, you know, every wedding has the song, right? The iconic song for that wedding.
You're right. So there are about 5-6 songs, sometimes less, 3-4 songs, which are for that season, these songs, and you'll just have to hear them. And even in English, they're the same 3-4 songs.
And it's the same ones you listen to over and over again.
The marriages break up because of this very reason. I mean, he takes off his clothes and again, the same friggin' song, you know, starts again. Bolo tarara! But this was my generation.
He signs off by saying his wife, Ruby Mittal, is also a big fan. So please give a shout out to her.
Hi, Ruby! I hope she's from the family. Then they can sponsor the show.
Yes, that would be good.
I mean, is he still, Lakshmi Mittal still one of the 10 richest men in England? Or has
Steel
gone down a little bit?
100%. Steel has gone down a little bit, but I mean, like, he's buying Asarana right now.
By the way, MBS has investments in ArcelorMittal.
Ah.
Oh.
MBS has investments everywhere. Right?
That's true.
Can MBS has a significant investment in Citibank, doesn't he?
Yeah, a bunch of places.
This is the most entertaining conversation I've ever heard. Definitely in Clare Road, Baikala. This is what they talk about every day. Yeah. Okay, Edmund, nice hearing from you. Please come and join us on the podcast. We always need someone for cock and bull.
Yes, for sure.
We need South Bombay. We should have a South Bombay special.
But he's in Pune right now. That's
but he comes back, right?
I guess.
Yeah, so when he does. We should four South Mumbaikers and then we'll put four non-South Mumbaikers. We'll have two episodes. What do you think? Because otherwise it's always elitist, you have your own problems. I'm saying we're being true. We have a true voice.
Of course.
Because a true voice tells you this is my problem.
It's a minority.
It's all about that. I'm being true.
Just not enough space for my
thought. What irritates you when you get up in the morning? What irritates you? If what irritates you is not the fact that Bernie Sanders may not get the nomination, then you can't help it. If what irritates you is the fact that the guy outside your building is taking 4 hours to move.
Yeah. Correct. Absolutely right.
I think we go to the truth.
Mm. Okay, let's take a last question.
Babas, that move was very, very fake here. It was the same.
Keep moving.
It's like the uncle,
forward,
uncle
right?
and mama, uncle and beta conversation. All right, we're running out of time.
Last one, yeah. Karan Mehrotra writes in. Hey, Cyrus, first of all, loved your show with Sahil Khattar.
Oh, wow.
This was perhaps the first time I heard you speak so many Hindi words, and that too complicated. You said words like paristhiti and whatnot. Maza aa gaya.
My vocabulary is not bad. Only my tos and dos are bad.
Right.
That's why when I get into a fight, I don't say madar chot. I say maki chot. I learned earlier, I'm going to fight once. Let me explain why. So I'm going to fight with somebody in Gurgaon once. I say madar chot. And he started laughing. and he lost respect for me. He would not hit me after that. He was like, "Maarne jaake bhai, tu maar chud nahi aate." So after that, I learned if I say "maaki chud," he punched me properly. Because there I said correctly. You heard the difference? You heard the difference?
Hmm.
Abbas?
Yes,
hope you picked up something from the show.
Of course.
Okay, all right.
His question is, living in America, I often see Indians dress horribly and it really irks and upsets
me. He sounds like me only.
Why do we wear a polo shirt and a hoodie along with
Amit,
plain blue jeans
Amit, this is
and
you.
Big white
this
sneakers?
Is you, man.
What do you mean?
He's right. He's spot on, man.
Yes, he is.
It's, how do we get it wrong? Well, you see all these guys, places like New York, where you're so good with the way you look and all that.
Right.
And then suddenly there'll be this Indian guy who's just the polo neck and the turtle color and the big belt like Monty and Curse.
No, it's like, the thing, the people who migrate to America, right? They are frozen in the decade they went from India.
No, bhai.
But when
no,
they
bhai.
See...
Indian
course,
aesthetics are just different, bhai.
When they
different.
See the trendy people...
We always think
try...
loud is better. So in maybe Latin America, we'd work a little better. But so in other countries, sometimes we just stick out. You can see them. And Navaratri is like 3 months away. Why are you wrestling?
Yeah, I don't have a real answer. No, I don't have a real answer, but you're right.
Because you represent those people.
There is definitely a sense that... So there are people who can dress and people who cannot dress, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there are definitely... The people who cannot dress...
Yeah.
Are very, very aggressively poorly dressed.
Overcompensated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think sometimes Indians think more fashion is good fashion.
Yeah, yes, that
right.
is
yeah.
overcompensation.
Right. Yeah.
Why a big broad belt makes them feel like they've done something special. But then everybody's staring at your belt, you know, all day.
The other thing I worry about, like, so people with poor fashion in the US especially, right? Why, and Indian people, it's like there's some attraction to the color brown. And I've never really understood
sure,
that.
Yeah.
The color brown is used Maybe. To a degree which is kind of, I mean, like, I like brown. It's not that I don't like brown.
It can't be your first color for
it
anything.
It can be for everything, right? Yeah. You can't be wearing, like, a brown suit with, like, an orange vest.
No, it's
and,
a formal suit.
No,
see, we don't
unusual,
have the,
man.
We don't get the formal office and non-formal thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we will wear the black shoes with the jeans.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll carry on. We don't demarcate. It doesn't, I don't think it can happen.
No, again, for Indian dads, unless it is, like, properly formal, they see everything else as informal. Like, my dad is very surprised I can wear a t-shirt and jeans to office.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you go to office. So our ideas of formal and informal are there. It's not like,
but your dad's
formal,
a doctor.
He
your
is
a doctor.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
But their formal thing is again polo shirts and trousers, plated trousers. That is their idea of formal.
I think that's Steve Jobs.
Also, a lot of Indians our influence is now Avengers and Marvel comics.
Going back to Avengers.
No, but
again,
that's the kind of clothes we wear.
Avengers wear like sleeveless,
so that's what we wear.
Outfits.
You look, but they're all colorful.
Hulk wears only a chaddi.
Well, have you seen half of India? Abbas, where do you live here?
True.
We are Hulk without the muscles.
Yeah.
Clothes are the same.
Alright, that's all.
On that sensitive note, we ended the show. Vinny, thank you so much for clarifying that you're not with Amazon. Next time you hack his phone, please tell Jeff Bezos so he's not upset with Piyush Goyal. That causes a whole chain of events here.
I remember someone said our version of Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne is Mukesh Ambani because he's like the richest person and you can't imagine him in an Iron Man suit.
Well, I don't mind as long as he sponsors the show.
Yeah.
Alright, cheers. Good night.
Thank you.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.